Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you joining us this evening in this study of God's all-powerful, all-sustaining, and holy word. We thank God, first of all, for his presence here with us tonight. We just are believing that the word of God is going to go forth with power and with authority and with anointing. The guest speaker this evening is none other than our own pastor, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, who is going to bring forth an anointed word entitled God's Grace Knows Your Name. God's grace, hallelujah, knows your name. And we just give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church. We want to give a shout out to them, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Senior Pastor Bishop Kevin Jones. We thank God for them. And we thank God again for you as we keep you lifted up in our prayers, you and your families. We certainly thank God for our listening audience. At this time, we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. Then we'll have a prayer. And the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst coming to share God's anointed word.
Church.
chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I work in miracles. I live a life of favor.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you this evening just giving you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory, Lord God, because we know who we are and we know whose, Heavenly Father, we are. We are children of the Most High God, those that have declared Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. And we give you, Father, all praise, all honor, and all glory. We thank you, Lord, for this time of study together in your word. I pray, Lord, that you bless every person that's represented, Lord God, tonight, every family that's represented. Let your blessings, your anointing, your grace, your love, your peace, your mercy, Heavenly Father, and all of your many blessings just rain down upon them, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Meet them at whatever need that they may stand in of, Lord God. Be with them. God, give them your direction, and let, Father God, your perfect will be done in every area of their life. Now we ask, Lord God, that you anoint the man of God afresh this evening, Lord God. Allow your word to flow with power, with authority, Heavenly Father. Let it go forth and accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. And we will be certain to give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the trial. Thank God for my wife and family. Thank God for his blessing upon us from day to day. Lord, Lord, praise your holy name, Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to share the words of the world tonight, on this evening. Share the word of God with you. I hope you be blessed by it. Praise God. We're going to start with in Hebrew. Chapter 4. We want to start with verse 16. We're going to come from the King James Version. Starting Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Amen?
Amen.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, praise God. Thank God we need. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace, Lord. Thank God for his faithfulness, amen. And his compassion is new every morning, praise God. We thank God for that, Lord. Thank God for your word. The title for tonight is, on today is, God's Grace Knows Your Name.
Amen.
God's grace knows your name. Amen. Bless God. Well, tonight we're going to let you know, in my intro for the night, let you know, grace is God's unmerited favor. Grace is God's kindness, a favor towards someone. His creation, his providence, his conviction of the sinners, and his gift of salvation. He is equipping the saints for the future of the church. Amen. And he has prepared for us all in Christ Jesus, all of this he has done for, you know, due to his God's grace and to God's power. Amen. And to build a church and his kingdom and the battle of Christ. Praise God. Because of his love, God, who is rich in mercy, saved us by his grace, or his wonderful grace. Amen?
Amen.
Yahweh's grace is the love and mercy given to us by God. I say that again. Yahweh's grace is the love and mercy given to us by God, because God desires us to have it. Not necessarily because of anything we have done to earn it. You can't earn it. But because of God's grace and mercy, God's goodness, that we're able to attain it. Amen. He is not a created substance or any kind. And it is not man-made. Man didn't create it. Man didn't make it. He didn't create it. He can't create it. It's under no God. Amen. He is an attribute of God Almighty that is most manifested in the salvation of sinners through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's amazing within itself. Amen. There is nothing that we can do that justifies God's grace. It's given freely by God because of our faith, amen, that you attain it by your faith, amen. Faith leads to God's undeserved favor. I said, faith leads to God's undeserved favor. Without faith, it's impossible to please us. Amen. So you got to have faith. No, that God get each and every one of us a measure of faith, amen. Yeah, show that good guy. He get each and every one of us a measure of faith. You can't say, oh, I can't attain it, I don't have it. No, God, all he gave it to us already. It's already there. Amen. He's already there. And it is a free gift. You had a battle, had to go to Walmart, Walgreens, you had to go Costco, Sam Club, you go to a number of places. God's free gift God gives to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The word of Elohim provides us with many examples by the power of God's grace. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, you can see an example of God's grace. And in our life today, fellow believers, amen, born again, believing in Christ, you are walking an example. Amen. You are walking miracle for Christ. You know we see him as your Lord and Savior today. Amen. And there's still grace for those that desire to be so. The lost sinner, you can still come before the throne of God, before him by faith, and still receive the grace of God. Amen. And be saved by salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. So you can attain that today if you don't know him, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Get back on track here. But yeah, the example about God's grace through the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
From Genesis to Revelation, you can find example of the Word of God from Noah. Noah found grace. Amen. Lot found grace. Jacob found grace. Amen. Joseph found grace, praise God. Moses found grace. Gideon found grace, praise God. Ruth found grace, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God gave grace to a mother-in-law to Boaz. She found grace. Hannah found grace, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Gave for the petition prayer up to God. God honored that prayer. God blessed her faith in God, brought for a child. David found grace, amen. Son of Jesse, praise God, gave the shepherd boy, amen, to knock down the giant, Goliath. David, the king, turned to be a king of Israel, the shepherd boy, praise God. David found grace in the sight of God. After she obtained grace and favor, praise God, for the king,
mm-hmm.
amen. Jeremiah found grace, praise God. The children of Israel found grace. Disobedient children of Israel, like you used to be, disobedient, without faith, we found grace, and so they found grace. About the grace of God in their life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples, the prophets, the ministers, the apostles, the pastors, the believers, non-believers, the believers, evangelists found grace, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That amazing grace of God, they found that grace, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for that grace. We thank God for his amazing favor in our life. For by faith, we can have that, attain that through Jesus Christ, amen. But that grace lasts a long time, amen. We thank God for that power. That power of God's word, that power of God's grace on today, amen. Some of that grace of God, grace knows your name, amen.
And
you found grace on today. And you found grace in your life. And you found grace in this hour. And you found grace on this moment in your life, amen.
Amen.
That's my introduction. God's grace knows your name, praise God, amen. We give way to the world today. Let's start with grace. Redeemed from sin. Okay. Redeemed from sin. So what grace does. In whom we have redemption through his blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of our sins, praise God, according to the riches of his grace. God, his eternal grace, praise God. And through what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary and death, burial, and resurrection, we had that grace of God on our life by faith that we have forgiveness of sin by what Jesus has done for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God's abundance of God's grace, amen, it never runs dry. For all have sinned. I say for all, not some, not part-time, no matter, doesn't matter who you are, no matter how much money you got, no matter how many bank accounts you got, no matter how big your business is, God said all, for all his sin and come short of the glory of God, amen. Mm-hmm. All his sin, according to Romans 3:23-24. Being justified freely by his grace, praise God, through the redemption, it is in, wait, is in Christ Jesus, amen. Everything is in Christ. It's in Christ Jesus. God ordained it to be so. Amen. Kings, presidents, and prime ministers cannot pardon our transgressions. Amen. They cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot do it. They're not Jesus. They didn't pay the cross, pay the price on the cross of Calvary. They didn't finish the work that God assigned them to do. They couldn't do it. Amen. Only through Jesus Christ were they able to do it and get that done. No other name. If you can't be saved, but through Jesus Christ. No other name.
No,
you can give a name, but it means you can be saved through that name. God doesn't honor that name. He honors his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the
amen.
Son of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
Diamonds, silver, and gold cannot buy forgiveness. Let me say that again. Diamonds, silver, and gold cannot buy forgiveness. Medicine, science, which is good. Medicine is good. And Home Depot cannot produce it. Amen. But Jesus Christ can redeem us from our sins through his blood of the name of God, the Son of God. You are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You are redeemed, set free by the blood of the Lamb, by the Son of God. Amen. Can we be redeemed from our sins? Amen. Through the grace of God. For by grace are you saved. Through faith, not through anything else. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of man. It's the gift of God. Amen. You go to the end of the way, you're going to be considered a thief and a robber, but only to God's way, because Jesus said, I'm the light, I'm the shepherd, I'm the good shepherd. Amen. Only through Jesus Christ, he's the way, the truth, and the life, that you can find forgiveness of your sins. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not of yourself. You can't produce it. You can't create it. You can't make it. Only through what God designed. It's through his salvation by faith and grace of God through Jesus Christ. You see that gift of God. Not a work. You can't work. You can't work for this. Amen. I'm like, how long have you been working? How long? It's not based on works. Amen. It's based on faith. Amen. At least any man should boast. It's based on your faith in God. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So in Ephesians 2:8-9. So it's by the grace of God that we have attained our redemption through Jesus Christ. Amen. Not by any other source, but through what God designed, God's salvation plan through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, through the grace of God, can reach down into the gutter. He can lift up the penitent soul out of the mortal clay. Amen. Only Jesus can do that and take and transform a person's life and transform a person from the depth of hell into the kingdom of God, citizen of heaven. Amen. Through the precious blood. It's shared across the Calvary, amen. By faith, are we saved, by grace of God, not by ourselves. We have that redeeming power, we have that strength in us through Jesus Christ, amen. And redeem or his or her soul from destruction. Jesus can't destroy the work of the devil. Destroy that work, amen. He can't destroy the work that brings forth our salvation through him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, amen?
Mm-hmm.
John 1:17. For the grace of God, Jesus was full of grace and truth, amen? He was full of grace and truth according to the word of God. He was full of it. Matter of fact, as a young man, God said he was full of wisdom. He was full of the grace of God, amen? He was full of the power of God in his life, amen? Through God's grace knows your name. On them too. You leave our fears. The grace of God relieves our fears. What are you talking about? Well, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Today's world is full of fear. Men are afraid to live, afraid to die, afraid of riches, afraid of poverty, afraid of losing their jobs, afraid of losing their health, amen, afraid of losing their life savings, because there's things unsure about in this world. so sure, but God, things are certain with God. But in the world, see, in the world, you have tribulation. He said, be in the world, but love not the world. Be in the world, do what I call, command you to do, but don't be of the world, the world system. Amen? And God will take care of you. You trust in him, lean unto your own understanding. He will take care of his people. He can do it better than anyone else. Amen? He's been doing it for a long, long time now, since the very beginning. Amen? God knows exactly what he's doing. God's amazing grace relieves us from fear. Amen? I said, God's amazing grace relieves us from fear. What do you mean? Since God is love, right? God is love. God is love. The more of him we have, the less of fear we possess. So the more of him we have, the less of fear we possess. What you talking about, Pastor? There is no fear in love. The word of God. There is no fear in love. But perfect love, kind of love of God, the godly love of God, unconditional love, that perfect love, that mature love, that perfect divine love of God casts out fear.
Amen.
Amen. Fear love of God. Because fear had torment. Mm-hmm. He that fear is not made perfect in love. Amen. 1 John 4:18-19. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, praise God, hallelujah, but of power and of love, his love, and of a sound mind, amen, a soundness of mind, a sound mind, amen. We love him because he first loved us. Love me, love you. I said again, we love him because he first loved us. He demonstrated that love to us for why we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. According to Romans, amen, 5:8, I believe. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and me. Christ died for God so loved the world that he gave the greatest love of all, that he gave his only begotten Son. God's greatest mercy, amen, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Praise God for everlasting life. Praise God for everlasting love, amen. Praise God for everlasting peace, the everlasting joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God, for grace knows your name. Number three, reassurance. Reassurance through danger. I'm telling the grace of God. Reassurance through danger. What do you mean? Thank you, Lord. Our world is something that can be sometimes very dangerous in our world. Amen. Sometimes without our storms, without our floods, without our fires, thefts, murder, amen, within our tests, trials, loneliness, and misunderstanding, amen, God's amazing grace, think of that, God's amazing grace is sufficient for those who put their trust in him, praise God, hallelujah. I said, God's amazing grace is sufficient no matter what you're going through, no matter what life circumstances that come your way. Amen. He said we're going to have trials and tests in the world. He said we're going to have persecution. He said, to be a good cheer, I overcome that. You can overcome that in me. You have the victory in Christ. Amen. You are overcoming in Christ Jesus. Amen. You are more than a conqueror in Christ. You can do all things in Christ Jesus. Amen. Just stand the word and trust the word of God. And God will bring you out. God will bring you through. Amen. God will bring you through. No BFL, family, or loved one may forsake us. Our BFL, family, or loved one may forsake us. Amen. But Jesus never failed. He will never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what's going on, nighttime or daytime, on your job, in your business, or wherever you are in the face of this earth, you can trust God that Jesus never fails. No failure in God Almighty. No failure in him. Amen. You can trust God, Psalm 91. You can trust God through it all. You can trust God Almighty. He can bring you out. He can bring you out. He needs to do you better than anyone else. Amen. Psalm 91 states,
he that dwells in the secret place most high
secret place, praise
shall
God.
Abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
God got protection for you.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress.
My refuge, my fortress, praise God.
My God, in him will I trust.
In him we trust, amen.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler.
God got your back.
And from the noisome pestilence.
Your front side, amen.
He shall cover thee with his feathers,
yes.
And under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Amen.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night,
my God.
Nor for the arrow that flies by day.
And we're at a pandemic. God got to cover.
Amen. Nor for the pestilence.
Amen.
That walketh in darkness.
Praise God.
Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand.
Oh, my God.
But it shall not come nigh
thee. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked.
Uh-huh.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Praise God.
There shall no evil befall thee.
Hold on, say that again now.
There shall no evil befall thee.
Praise God.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Praise God.
Don't have to worry about plagues and pandemics, et cetera, coming nigh thy dwelling.
Amen.
The Lord says, he says, thou shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels, charge over thee.
Praise God, hallelujah.
To keep thee in not some,
amen,
but all of thy ways.
All of thy ways. Angels be around you. Go ahead.
They shall bear thee up in their hands,
uh-huh,
lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet.
My God.
Because he has set his love upon me.
Yes.
Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, says the Lord, because he has known my name.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
Uh-huh.
I will be with him in trouble.
Amen.
I will deliver him and honor him with long life.
Long life, praise God.
Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's a powerful good word there.
Okay.
Get enough of it. Oh, good. Long life, praise God. God bless. God said, I got this. Don't worry about it. He got this taken care of.
Amen.
Don't you be in no threat. Amen. Paul knows about hardship. Apostle Paul, he knows about hardship.
Amen.
Amen. He knows about it. He was a shipwreck among four brethren. Amen. He got was beaten so many times, beaten. Mm. Amen. Mm. He knows about that. Been about a serpent, all kinds of stuff was going on in Paul's life. But the grace of God, he wrote most of the New Testament. The grace of God was still prominent in his life. Amen. He knows about that grace of God, that amazing grace of God, bound the grace of God. Paul knew about the true grace of God. He knew about the abundance of God's grace. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. He knew that same grace that Paul had, we're going to do a kept Paul from day to day. That abounding grace. Amen. That amazing grace. That much more grace. Amen. That marvelous grace. Praise God. That everyday grace. Amen. We need that grace every day. That everyday grace of God. That dispensation of God's grace. That we reestablish our relationship. That we reestablish our fellowship back to God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. The reconciliation of back to God by his dispensation of his grace. Praise God. This manifold grace of God. God's grace of life. Almighty God. The great I am. Praise God. Is a God of all grace. Praise God. According to First Peter. Chapter 5:10-11. He's the God of all grace. Amen. Think about our great God. God's grace knows your name, saint. God's grace knows your name, lost sinner. God's grace knows your name. Amen. Unbeliever. God knows your name. This reason to be a lost sinner, praise God. But now by grace of God, got salvation. Amen. The riches of God's grace, it continues to flow. Amen. More and more from day to day, praise God. The grace of God, praise God, amen,
mm-hmm,
is very important, very rewarding, the grace of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The grace of God knows your name. So what are some of the rewards of God's grace, amen?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the rewards and assurance of God's grace? Yeah. Let me see. What are some of the rewards of God's grace? Some of the rewards of God's grace is you are his eternal reward that he cherishes. So you were brought with a price, amen. Jesus paid that price, amen. Death, burial, resurrection. Jesus paid that price. He became your substitute, amen. Death for every man. Death for every grave. Jesus paid the price for you that you may have eternal life through him, amen. That receive him as your Lord and Savior, praise God. He was that sacrificial lamb of God for our mission and our sin, for us, amen. In case for us who knew no sin. You are the richest of his inheritance, saying, go get your inheritance. Go get your inheritance in Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. The blessing of Abraham, go get your inheritance, praise God. That comes to Jesus Christ. Riches of his grace abound to you. In Christ, there is abundant measure of unmerited favor. Let me say that again. In Christ Jesus, designed by God, there is abundant measure of God's unmerited favor, praise God. Flowing to the soul in your life like a river. It will last from here into the never end of death or eternity. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Here's a teaching for me. Earth is treasure. Earth's treasure and possession are temporal. They wear out. Amen. Run dry, rust and decay. But the Lord's mercy and gracious, long-suffering and abundance and goodness and truth, it doesn't wear out. It doesn't end, praise God. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life or your life, no Christ, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For me and my house, John said, for in me and my house we shall serve the Lord God Almighty. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of your salvation. First Ephesians chapter 1.
First 1 through 8.
Ephesians 1, 1 through 8.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. It's a good word.
Amen. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God,
praise
to the
God.
Saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
All spiritual blessings.
In heavenly places.
In heavenly places, praise
in
God.
In Christ. Amen.
Amen.
According as he has chosen us in him.
Yes.
Before the foundation of the world.
Before the foundation of the world?
Amen.
Look at God. Amen. Where?
That we should be holy.
Holy.
Without blame.
Without blame.
Before him in love.
Amen.
Having predestinated us
unto
adoption of children.
My God.
By Jesus Christ.
So who?
By Jesus Christ.
Know the name.
To himself.
Mm-hmm.
According to the good pleasure.
The good pleasure.
Of his will.
My God.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved.
In
whom we have redemption through his blood.
Through his blood.
The forgiveness of sin.
Brother Jesus.
According to the riches of his grace.
Oh, man, that's powerful. According to what?
Riches
of
his
grace. Amen, amen. You can't measure the richness of God's grace.
No, you can't.
Cannot even measure it. Amen. Praise God. Beyond, it's unmeasurable. Praise God. Amen. You're talking about the grace. God's grace knows your name. Amen. God's grace knows your name. Amen. Amen. God's grace knows your name. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. So what? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, the word of God said, has appeared to all men, according to Titus 2:11. But God said, he desired none to perish, but all coming to the knowledge of the truth. Now, I'm giving you a special truth right now, that God's grace knows your name. He appeared to all mankind, all men, man, no matter what color, creed, whatever. He said, he appeared to all men. Grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. But my word for you today is, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But certainly God's word about abiding in him, he may abide in you by doing the thing you need to do to grow in grace, amen, to study, to meditate upon the word, to go to the Lord in prayer, to walk by faith, not by sight, to do the thing you need to do so you can grow in faith as a child of God, amen, as a son of God, a daughter of God, and a saint of God, amen, and believing in Christ Jesus, amen, you need to grow, amen, you need to grow, you don't need to be stagnated. To God, to him be glory both now and forever, amen. I say the grace of God from Genesis to Revelation. You turn to Revelation 22. It's all from Genesis. The grace of God does not end. But in the word of God, it's in from Genesis to Revelation 22. Revelation 22 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, he speaks on the grace of God. God didn't ever run dry. Amen. He got no grace for you and me and whoever. Million will come, a million more gonna come, and some business gonna come in God's word. Can you understand that? Okay. You just read that.
God's not done with you.
Word of encouragement.
Word of encouragement.
Amen.
Standing in your ruin feels a lot like the end.
Uh-huh.
So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now, all you see are ashes where there was a flame.
My God.
Truth is that you're not forgotten because grace knows your
name. Grace knows your name. Amen.
God's not done with you. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars, God's not done with you. Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart, God's not done with you.
No, it's not.
It's not over. It's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, because God's not done with you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
God is not done with you. Amen.
Praise God. God is not done with you. Oh, because God's grace, my brothers and sisters, this Pastor Jay, what a powerful word Pastor Jay shared with us. God's grace, his unmerited favor, God's grace knows your name. Oh, we give God praise and we give him honor and glory tonight. And thank God that, yes, he knows our name. When you're a child of the Most High God, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret because God's word tells us that we have his unmerited favor. We have his grace. We have his mercy. We have his love. And we give God all the praise. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. If that word has resonated in your spirit, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear about God's grace in your life. Is there one tonight? Simply press 1 on the dial pad, and we will gladly dispatch you into the studio. We're talking about God's grace and his unmerited favor, that favor that rests on our lives that we don't deserve, because the word of God tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But, hallelujah, for the grace of God, but for salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that restored that pathway and that relationship back to the Heavenly Father. And we thank God for that. Is there one tonight that would care to share the meaning and the experience of God's grace in your life? Has God graced you? You know, sometimes we have a tendency, because we live here in the United States in a world where this country, in this world where we have just been so truly, truly, truly blessed, praise God. We have been blessed here in the United States. We have all of the luxuries that that life can provide in comparison to some countries overseas. We don't need to try and find out or figure out most where our next meal is coming from. All we have to do is just simply go to the grocery store. Well, there are those that are in other countries and places that they don't know where their next meal is coming from. They don't know how they're going to feed their children. They don't know exactly where their income is coming from or money to be able to carry them to the end of the month. Some, not even to the end of the week. But praise be to God, because of his grace and because of his mercy, we have access to so many blessings, and we have so many blessings in our life that we just have to give God glory and give him thanks for his grace and for his mercy and for his unmerited favor. There one tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Yeah. Caller, we have one that has dispatched in. Caller, your last four digits of your number is 4848. We praise God for you. Go right ahead, please. Hello, caller, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us? Yes, sir. Go right ahead, please.
I just thank the Lord that his grace and favor knows my name. I thank the Lord for
Amen.
His salvation, recognizing that it costs the Father God the most precious gift that he had to give in giving his son for our sins. We just celebrated the Easter celebration, the celebration that God sent his son into this sin-infested world to redeem humanity, because we had need for a Savior. We had need for his amazing grace to come down. And he laid his life down. That which was, he who knew no sin became sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he took upon himself our sin. He was brutalized and abused more than that of any man. The scripture says that he was unrecognizable, just a mass of pain.
Yes.
So all the pain that this earth is going through, he took it upon himself, and he brought healing through the precious blood that he shed for each of us, every living soul who has come into this earth. The first of us
Amen.
And the last of us. Jesus Christ suffered more than that of any man. He walked his earth those 3 years as a man, that he might experience what each of us goes through each and every day. He took it upon himself.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
He has given us, again, every gift that heaven has to offer. God has given us in his Son by faith in him, the living Lord Jesus Christ. And he is given presence to healing, to bring provision for whatever we by faith can access by his throne of grace, through his precious blood, and by the provision that he's made for us. God's riches at Christ's expense, the acronym for faith. And we just want to recognize that and acknowledge that God made
Amen.
Provision for all of us. It's a free gift. We were redeemed not with, even as Pastor Jasper said, the perishable things of silver and gold, but with the precious blood of God's own Son. And I want to acknowledge that and give my praise and glory, and I'm eternally grateful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Britt, for those powerful comments concerning God's grace.
Amen.
Truly, yes, God's unmerited favor. You can't buy it. As both Minister Brent and Pastor Jasper shared tonight, it is a free gift.
Amen.
A free gift given to us based upon the power and the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A free gift. It's free to us. That's right. But it came with a cost. It came with a magnificent cost. And that was the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we should not take God's grace for granted.
Amen.
We should not take God's grace for granted. And in order to honor his grace, that gift that has been given to us, we are charged to live a life that glorifies God.
Amen.
That's what we are to do with the grace of God. Because of his grace, it allows us through his Holy Spirit to live a life, to walk this Christian journey, to be able to live a life that pleases and glorifies our Heavenly Father. We're talking about God's grace. Oh, yes, it does. Knows your name. Is there anyone else that would care to share in this topic tonight? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. While we are waiting, we praise God and thank God for the word tonight. We thank God for those of you that have tuned in. Praise God. If there is one that doesn't know of this precious grace of God, that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, that doesn't know this Heavenly Father that we're talking about, oh, we extend the opportunity to you to get to know our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you just simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Praise God. So we just simply ask, if you don't know him, just pray this simple prayer. Just say, Lord, I accept you as Lord of my life, and I believe that you are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that you came, that you lived, that you died, and that you were resurrected from my sins, and that you sit, praise God, at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, interceding for me. And because of that intercession, because of this salvation, Lord, all I have to do is receive you as Lord and Savior of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer, we welcome you, my brother or my sister, into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, your name, that name that God's grace knows, your name has now been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. God knows your name. God's grace knows your name. Praise God. The word of God tells us that if it is but one that turns from a way of sin and receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the angels of heaven, they rejoice. So we rejoice with them tonight, and we give God all the praise and all the honor and the glory. This is our broadcast, praise God, for this evening. We will keep each of you lifted up in prayer as we ask that you keep us lifted in prayer. We pray that you have received a blessing from this word and that you take it and go forth and be able to help to advance God's kingdom. Go forth, have an awesome week. And to God be all the glory.
God bless.
And good night.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
With one accord,
every praise,
praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
Care what you've been through, just know that